All right, the Reds, it is three strikes. We are talking yet again about three topics in the football media right now. And the top one, let's be honest, is Manchester United. After Liverpool have beaten them 5-0 at Old Trafford, and we're still laughing heartily at that result. Meanwhile, they've got a big mess to sort out. So to talk about that and two other topics being Tottenham Hotspur, which Mo has decided is the current crisis club of choice in the Premier League. And what did we say the other one was? Mo Salah potentially getting 500 grand a week was the other one. We are doing this very much off the cuff. it is fair to say. It's been a bit of a wild morning. But we'll start with Manchester United. So I'm looking at a headline right now that says, "Don't go for Conte." And it says, "Gary Neville urges Manchester United not to hire fiery ex-Inter Milan boss because he is not the right fit, despite the experienced league winner being available to replace under fire Ole Gunnar Solskjaer." Now, there's a big separate debate almost about Gary Neville's, not wanting to criticise his friend, not wanting to call for his head and all the rest of it. But every single other newspaper and media outlet right now is basically saying his race is run, he should go. But I think the problem for them, Mo, is who did he get?
Yeah.
Does that person want to come? And there's deeper problems at United that haven't been covered up by spending some money.
This is normally the elephant in the room whenever you have a big club in crisis and they've got a manager who they don't understand why he's still there. I mean, it's exactly the same story in Barcelona right now with Ronald Koeman. And it is that the good managers don't want to walk into a mess. So they will have been sounded out, I'm sure they would have. And they will be like, okay, what's the structure? What's the budget?
Who
buys the players? What's the 2-year plan? What's the 4-year plan? What's Ferguson up to? And until United can come up with some actual answers to these questions, most of the good managers will be like, nah, I'm good. However, what they will end up doing, which is what Barcelona ended up doing and what most big clubs end up doing, is that they will just bring in a name and they will throw enough money at said name to persuade him. Said name will be like, okay, I'll ride this out for a couple of seasons. I'll be able to still get a good job elsewhere when I've finished, and I'll have a nice little wage packet while I'm there. They're not really thinking about it any further, and that's exactly what Antonio Conte would do. He would like the idea of going in there, sparring with some of a few of his old friends from Premier League days. But he's not going in there thinking, I'm going to be the man to lead Manchester United into a glorious new future and build a dynasty. No, because, like I said, there's so much wrong that most of the good managers know that that's not possible right now.